News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, with temperatures set to hit 30 degrees this weekend, beach tips are a no-brainer. But do you know your seaside do's from your don'ts? For more on this, I'm joined by features journalist at the Irish Independent, Kirsty Blake Knox. Kirsty, your piece on this is brilliant. Tell me, I suppose, first up, things like how to behave on the beach. Never mind other people's behaviour for a moment. What about our own behaviour? Speedos, no speedos, getting changed, not getting changed. What should we all do?
Well, I think, like, first off, there is no dignified way to get swimming togs on or off on a beach. So I just think you kind of have to accept that and politely avert your gaze when people are struggling, because we've all experienced that struggle. Yeah. And it's not enjoyable. When it comes to speedos on the beach, I think if you have the confidence and self-belief to wear speedos in the Irish Sea, then more power to you. I think that Yes, I'm backing the speedo. I think when it comes to the beach, it's good to have a good beach aesthetic, something you feel really confident in, and then kind of hone that over the years. So, like, you could base it on a movie star like Tom Hanks in Castaway or Meryl Streep in Mamma Mia. But I think having a nice ensemble.
Ursula Andress in one of the James Bonds. That's what I'd like to base myself on.
If you can do that, then you should do it. But I think that's a good way to feel confident and comfortable on the beach. And that's what you really, really want. I'm a big advocate of kind of the nautical look and clothes that are very easy to get on. I don't want anything that's like skinny jeans, leggings.
Oh, yeah, crazy. Do you know what? People nowadays have much more of those, even adults, those hooded towels. They're very common now, aren't they? And they work a bit like a small tent.
Yes, yeah. And also, I know that there's some purists who really don't like the dry robe, but I think they act like a day bed when you go to the beach because they've got so much toweling on them. So I think bring them and you can have like a really kind of like luxurious like little tent and beach camp when you're there. So I really think they're great. And the toweling ones I like, it's just that it can be a bit of a struggle to get your head in them. So I prefer to just go for them.
Fair, fair. Now, you have some interesting views on music on the beach.
Yeah, I think that it's fine to play music at the beach. I think that you've got to kind of be aware of the people around you. And if you see like a couple who are enjoying kind of some quiet time and reading a book, maybe you don't sit up right next to them and play like, you know, electronic techno music. But at the same time, I think people can be really kind of judgmental, and like the beach is kind of like for everyone. So I just think it kind of adds to the atmosphere if people are playing. But
Shane Coleman, his jaw has hit his chest here. I am actually with you. I don't mind a bit of music.
No, sorry. That is just bad manners. Pure and simple. And I am judging. I don't want to hear your music. Put your headphones on. I don't want to hear music.
I was on the beach quite recently.
Gougers do that.
There was a bunch of, and they weren't gougers, a bunch of Brazilians on the beach near me, and they were playing Brazilian music and they were dancing. And I quite enjoyed it, Shane Coleman.
I don't want to hear their music. Play your own music. Sorry.
I think that's a very individualistic take, Shane. I think you've got to kind of accept
I think it's exactly the opposite. I think it's quite individualistic to play music, your own music, and think everybody else has to enjoy it. I think that's individualistic.
Yeah. So I don't really mind it. I kind of quite like a bit of atmosphere.
Yeah. And like you said, Ciara, it's like there's also great people watching at the beach. I'd love to see people dance and everything. It's a bit of entertainment, free entertainment.
Kind of salsa dancing too. It was quite impressive. I actually quite enjoyed
it. So it's okay if it's salsa, but if it's like house music or something, it's not okay.
I'm the one saying that I don't mind it, Shane. Mm. I'm saying bring it on. You're the one who's killing our joy, sucking the joy from our lives.
I don't think it's joy, but anyway, I'll stop. I don't think it's joyful.
Kirsty, I'm with you. You also made some really good points about the kind of food you bring, because I grew up with my mother bringing the kind of the ham sandwiches to the beach, and you would eat them and they would crunch.
Yes, yeah, I know. Well, I don't mind sandy sandwiches. I think if you're on the beach, sand is part of it. But I think like stuff that you want to avoid, anything mayonnaise based, I think is a huge mistake.
Is that just a magnet for sand?
Yeah, a magnet for sand. And also mayonnaise is just disgusting. And when it starts to get hot, it's even worse. And like bananas, there's nothing worse than a warm banana that's like half sat on. And so you want to kind of just be a bit smart with it. Like I'd go with apples because they are so sturdy and they've also hidden hydration. Crisps. I just love crisps on the beach. 99 cone, obviously, when you're leaving. Yes, obviously. But I think anything, don't get too fancy. Like, you know, I've made the mistake of kind of thinking, oh, I'll bring, you know, some like some salamis and some hummus to
some
the beach.
Some charcuterie. And then yes. It's a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get notions. I think go with what's tried and tested. Because
100% don't get notions should be what we live by in general. Look, I'm actually getting excited. I wasn't really planning on going to the beach, but now I think I might have to make a few hambos and a head there myself. Thank you, Kirsty.
Your ghetto blaster.
How old are you? Get back in the 80s, Jane Coleman, with my ghetto blaster.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Get ahead of back to school this year at Dunn Stores. From prepping for their very first day to refreshing their uniform, now's the perfect time to shop schoolwear for the adventures ahead. Pick up a 3-pack of Playproof polos from just €5 and knitted school jumpers from just €3.75. Stock up on essentials like easy care joggers from just €5 and sweatshirts from €3.75. Back to school at Dunn Stores. For little ones with big schedules, shop in-store and online now. Terms and conditions apply.